Welcome back to Optimistically Salty. My name is Tracy, and today we're going to talk about rebuilding your home because it's time to go home. Some point in 2020, 2020, I made the decision to move out of my body and into my brain. Like, I could not handle what was happening in the world around me. I could not handle what was happening in the four walls of my home. And I could not handle not having an outlet. And I decided to divorce my body and move into my brain. And my life became very much about emotions and feelings and, let's say, coping mechanisms that were not necessarily healthy for me. I have had to look at some real messed up, weird stuff for myself over the past few years. And as I peel back these layers, bit by bit, I find new levels every time. I keep thinking, like, at some point, I'm going to be at the core of this and have life figured out. But I also kind of hope not. I actually kind of hope that the rest of my life is spent finding deeper understanding, more nuance, more questions. I enjoy not having all the answers. I enjoy understanding other perspectives and being able to hold them up and look at them and say, I wonder more about this. And then deciding whether or not to carry it on or not, that's the other joy of life, I guess. And I have been presented with the opportunity to teach yoga again, which made me feel like I wanted to turn around and run away crying. Not exactly the response I expected. I felt very unprepared to teach yoga again. I felt ill-equipped. I felt like a fraud. And I think, there's a level of imposter syndrome that I deal with maybe anyways, but I've become so good at avoiding being in my body, and yoga requires me to move down and actually participate in life. So this is me coming right up to that place of either I'm going to live life or I'm going to avoid life. And that is where I've been stuck for a couple of years. So, ta-da! I made the decision to go back to therapy. I will be participating in EMDR therapy, so working on releasing some of the trauma responses that are kind of built into my body. Imagine you are walking in the woods and you see a tiger, and your body goes into fight, flight, freeze. Well, fight or flight is the first one. Freeze is when you just don't have a choice. It's freeze is like a surrender place. And there are several things in my regular life that trigger a freeze response. I just freeze and disassociate and leave the body. And trying to reconnect myself with my body has been I didn't know that's what I was supposed to be working on. I didn't understand the assignment. I thought part of radical acceptance was just accepting, like, that's what I do, and that was it. And now I'm learning that now you get to learn how to move into fight or flight instead. And now you get to learn how to take that memory of seeing the tiger so that if you see a picture of a tiger, instead of freezing again, you instead are able to pull up the memory of the tiger, but not be physiologically affected by the incident. I hope that made sense. So EMDR is taking the trauma and moving the actual response your body has and letting your body process memories and put them into the memory bucket. So they don't erase the memory, it just changes the way that you respond to the memory. I have a very good friend from jiu-jitsu who is a firefighter, and he participated in EMDR and recommended it to me, as well as a therapist had recommended it to me. So I was like, okay, we're gonna move forward with this. And before we get into EMDR, we're learning coping strategies. We're learning how to manage intense emotions and feelings. And in the last maybe month and a half, I've really felt myself becoming more and more emotionally unstable. And I don't know if it was just the stress of the season, if it was trying to learn how to deal with what is really happening in my life and in my relationships. Everything just felt like I was on a razor's edge. I was burnt out and tired in a way that I didn't know how to process anymore. I was just like lashing out, angry and tired and frustrated all the time, and on a very short leash. And as somebody who's very patient typically and very interested in understanding other people's perspective, to be so reactive and to be so sharp was uncomfortable. It just didn't feel like me. And when this opportunity to teach yoga was presented, I thought, well, I better unroll my yoga mat and see if I know how to do yoga anymore. I know how to teach, and that is something that comes very naturally to me. I enjoy teaching. I love connecting with other people. I love helping other people to connect to their bodies. That's my jam. Easy peasy, love it. But actually, me learning how to connect to my body again is something I very actively have avoided. So I unrolled my yoga mat. I stand in mountain pose. I feel grounded. I practice a little bit of what I've learned in therapy. I feel great. And then I reach down to place my hands on the mat, and I can't even touch the mat. I can't even touch my feet. My hands are falling somewhere near below my knee. I have rolls on my belly that have collected over the past 4 years, and I can't bend. My hamstrings and my glutes and my back are tight. I can't hinge my hips forward enough to touch the floor. Like, everything about this is what I feared coming back into my body would be like. Because I remember what it was when I left it in early 2020. And I've had glimpses of it over the years of really seeing, like, ooh, this is not how I remember it feeling. It doesn't feel like home. It doesn't feel like a part of me. It feels weird and weak. Holding a plank was ridiculous, and chaturanga, like lowering myself to the floor, it was more like a flop than a lowering. And I have recognized that my two ways of coping with this in the past have been just that pendulum swing from coping by hiding and avoiding, or coping by overfunctioning. So I would either just disappear into some other behavior and avoid it, or swing into, and now I'm on a diet, and now my eating disorder is taking over, and now I'm going to the gym, and now I'm lifting weights, and now I'm running, and now I'm doing everything I could possibly do to get my body in shape. So I've never really been in the place of somewhere in the middle. And I would also say I've never been in a place where those two extremes are kind of repellent to me. When I find myself thinking that direction, it's not entertained for even a moment. Like, I know that that doesn't work, and I come back to where I'm at. And this place that I'm at now is a gentle rebuilding, a reintroduction, slowing down and thoughtfully going through the motions of, this is how I meet my needs. This is how I take care of my body. I have been chronically stressed and dealing with depression for years. It is not kind to come in and try to blow everything up. As we're coming to the end of this year and branching into the new year, and I want to actually start showing up for my life again, I recognize how much chronic stress has affected my brain and my body, and how multitasking my way through life has just worn me down. And I don't have an exact plan on how I'm going to rebuild, but I do look forward to sharing how it's going. A lot of it is, I think part of just being older is recognizing that things just take time and not being afraid of things taking time. When I was younger, I always wanted a quick fix. I needed things to change immediately. It had to happen now. And I think part of that is just the way my brain works. Like, I'm a novelty seeker, and I'm super curious, and I like to hop from thing to thing pretty quickly. So being able to have those thoughts, but then not follow them, not find myself rushing into things, but instead slowing down and staying more present with myself. And I'm also thinking a lot about the relationships I have in my life. I mean, a lot of the relationships I have are people who fall in one of those two more extreme categories. And I think that's because I connect with those people when I'm in that mode. And I haven't necessarily built a huge community that's in this middle space. I do have people here, and I recognize who they are because they're mostly the people who are willing to, like, have awkward philosophical conversations with me. Like, those are the people who recognize that things take time. Those are the people who recognize what they value in themselves and in this life, and they've slowed down a little bit more. And I appreciate that because trying to learn how to be in my body and also be in my body and experiencing it in a completely different way, because I'm learning to let go of the the tightness of trauma in my body, learning how to let go of that, like, curled up depression sensation. And, like, there's so much that is happening as I'm rebuilding and moving and healing. It's a lot. And not trying to do it from a place of force, not trying to over control life. That's a lot. So I appreciate you being here. Welcome. If you haven't been here in a while, because I sure have not been here in a while. I have been also participating in some inner child work, which has really been amazing. I think internal family systems and parts work and inner child work are really amazing ways to know yourself better, connect with yourself, allow yourself to meet your own needs in a way that isn't creating yourself as the victim. Like, it kind of lets that narrative go. It allows you to just have compassion for yourself for where you are. It allows you to actually be present with what's happening, and it allows you to view yourself as multidimensional instead of being like a flat version of yourself. So I will update as we work through therapy and as I work to start to rebuild this home that I'm moving into. And I hope everyone has an amazing end to this year. I'm not sure when I will record again, but let's wrap up this 2023 with some positive intentions for how we're going to treat ourselves. And I think a lot about how you treat yourself is kind of what you have to offer the rest of the world. If you're harsh and unkind to yourself, it's probably what you have to offer the rest of the world too. So I think I will just say, move forward in kindness. And as always, stay a little optimistic and a little salty. Thank you. Bye-bye.